I think the good part about it is in terms of football. I mean, he's been in all of our meetings. You know, he's been watching practice for the most part. You know, involved in the play calls. So from a mental standpoint, you know, that part of it's been there for him. There's no question that the move back onto the field is, you know, you got to get used to playing at that speed and doing that thing. So I think the key is when you work closely and communicate with your training staff as to what he can handle and how much of it, and you kind of implement him that way and get him going and get his feet underneath him and then build as you go. The football part of it will be a little bit better because he's been in the meetings. He's been locked in. He's done a good job with that, and that'll help.
And back in August, had you guys ever gotten to a point where you had kind of taken the kid gloves off and kind of unleashed him? It seemed like you never really got that far.
No, it didn't really. There was a player or two, you know, here and there when we went out to Cincinnati, but it wasn't much. I think it was like 2 reps out of 10, something like that. So we never really got going with the whole thing. You know, it never really got to that. So, you know, certainly not to the extent we had hoped for.
Sean, how about the job Dwayne Harris has done, stepping in, all those special teams are up now. He's basically a full-time wide receiver, too. What type of progress and play have you seen from him?
Yeah, Dwayne's, you know, I think the more he plays, the more comfortable he gets in the role, especially inside in the slot. You know, it takes a little bit just kind of seeing things because they happen a little bit quicker for you inside there. And, you know, the more you play, the more comfortable you get. I think that's pretty evident with him. You know, he does a good job. He's got good ball skills, catching the ball in terms of that, and the little nuances of playing in there. I think he's coming along nice, so... You know, he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. I don't think bigger stages affect him whatsoever. So I've been happy with what he's done so far.
He helps in the running game, I think, too. I bet too, right?
Yeah, no, he's a physical player, and he was, you know, he was coming out of college. There's nothing's changed about that. When he came out of ECU, he was the same way. I mean, he'd get after people in the run game. You could tell he took a lot of pride in it, and still does. And he plays the game with a physical aspect, and that's why he's such a good special teams player too.
What were your thoughts on the Odell and that touchdown catch yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, you finish the play with the ball in your hands, and then it's never an issue. So, I mean, the ball, you know, it's caught at the highest point, brought down to your body, keep it within the framework of your body, you know, against here, you know, your stomach, using the third hand, protecting it from the defender, and it's a non-issue.
Coughlin said that, like, the fact that he put it out there, is that just something like a habit he's developed or something that's hard to break? Or
no, he felt that the defender was behind him, and in his mind he was bringing it down and then going to get it farther away from him. Kid reached around this side and got his hand on it. At the end of the day, just bring it down, put it in the third hand, keep it within the framework of your body, it's protected, and we'll be good. He knows it. We talked about it. He was, you know, we came off the sideline, you know, and acknowledge the fact that the ball should have ended up within, you know, in his hands, and it wouldn't have been an issue.